The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast is powered by SportsDrink, your digital water cooler.
Buen día, mi gente. Soy Coleman Ayres, presentador de Attention to Detail, the podcast. Y por la primera vez, voy a hablar en español. Nah, I'm playing around. I wish I was at that level. What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Coleman Ayres. Welcome back to Attention to Detail, the podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about how learning a new language, not fully yet at least, but starting and continuing this process to learning a new language, which is Spanish, has taught me a lot, not only about learning a language, but just about life in general. So jumping straight into it, a little bit of background here. I took Spanish for, you know, like most Americans with a language, took Spanish for at least 9 years in school, easily, probably more. Didn't learn shit. I mean, I did. I'll be fair. I definitely learned a foundation of it, but there was no way that I could speak it in any sense fluently to native speakers. You know, passed it, did the AP Spanish exam, got like a 4 on that, so I didn't even have to take it in college. So I was like, all right, I'm killing in Spanish. Like, I haven't really tried speaking it yet, but you know, it'll be easy when I do. Nah, no chance. Way different monster. And that's something I'll talk about later in the podcast. But so I had a decent base of the language of Spanish in terms of grammar and all that cool stuff. But learning a new language has always been something that's been appealing to me. I just never really realized the importance of it in school. And again, like I mentioned, I thought I was learning a new language, but I wasn't. And then traveling the world this past year for basketball, being in Mexico or going to Mexico, to Puerto Rico, even to places like Curacao where they do speak Spanish, or much of the population speaks Spanish. Living in Miami, which, you know, I think 70-some% either speak Spanish or it's their first language. I can't remember the stat, but being in places where it's spoken so heavily. Wow. I really just said heavily, kind of incentivized us a little bit more, but also just made it more readily doable. Being in places where people speak Spanish a lot, I've always kind of wanted to learn a new language, and I figured that it would also be able to just expand my impact a little bit more as well. It just made me think about how many people around the world could understand the content, can learn from it, could potentially get new opportunities, could get so much out of basketball, or so much more out of basketball, if one American trainer, or, you know, a couple, but just myself being one American trainer, just learned a new language and started to expand their reach in that language. Like, again, my one of my big goals, or really my central goal in general, is just to deliver resources, information, training methods, opportunities to people around the world, to hoopers around the world. And if I'm the gringo that only knows one language, pretty tough to do that. And yes, it's tough to learn a new language. Yes, it's uncomfortable. It's something I'll also get into. But it's truly aligned with my long-term vision, my long-term purpose, I feel. And it would only be right to learn at least one more language, hopefully more in the future. So as I started to learn Spanish, again, I'm not fluent yet, but you know, I've been to, four or five Latin American countries this year, and I'm able to talk to people and even coach players up in Spanish. It's a little bit tougher to present, and like I couldn't do this podcast in Spanish, for example, without just saying but I've gotten to a level where I can communicate it, and the doors that it's opened up have been amazing. I just came back from Chile, where we did a camp and a conference in Spanish. That was with two of my guys, or really three, Cristian, Martin, and Cabrera, from all around Latin America. And man, that opened my eyes, being able to speak to players and get their stories and coach them up and see how much they gained from it. And on the trainer side or the coach's side of things, being able to coach coaches, being able to teach coaches, or hopefully expose them to something different than they're used to, that's huge. And again, that goes back to my ultimate mission, but also just gave me a chance to see the world. I mean, being literally thousands of miles away in a new country, where it's a completely different culture, completely different language, that's priceless for me. And I wouldn't have had that door opened if I wasn't putting so much effort towards learning a new language. So I think the first thing that I've learned is that, maybe not learned, but it's at least been confirmed for me or validated for me, that new doors will be open for myself. But more importantly, I'm able to open new doors I'm able to share information effectively with thousands more people, probably millions more people, hopefully, in the long run. And that is extremely rewarding to me. And that's kind of pushing me to continue to learn this. To get a little bit more analytical now, I think learning a language can also be parallel to learning a movement skill. And, you know, it's at some point when you've been doing something your whole life, for example, I've been playing basketball my whole life, I try to find ways to challenge myself from a motor learning standpoint, and it's difficult. And I played a lot of sports growing up, so like every time I try to learn a new sport, it's like some weird obscure sport. I've been trying it with golf, but I kind of grew up playing golf, like not a crazy amount, but I had some early exposure. Beach volleyball, I got into this summer and I picked it up pretty quickly. So I've been struggling to find things that are just super difficult for me to learn, to pick up. And none of the motor learning things were really working for me. So what I figured was, all right, let me try to go through this process with something that's a little bit out of the sphere of motor learning, but can be paralleled, and that is a language. And I've learned that language is very similar to how we learn skills, motor skills rather. Now, of course, we got to be cautious here. They're not the same thing. There will always be differences, significant differences, but I do think it is pretty similar. And the best way to put this is the immersion, so kind of the ratio between immersion and the foundations. And foundations would be in Spanish or in a language, learning the vocab, learning the grammar, understanding why we conjugate verbs a certain way and what certain adjectives are, when to use them, all that stuff. And then immersion is just going out and hearing people talk in the real world, doing talking yourself. And this is typically the way that people learn languages best. They just go immerse themselves. Now, this is tough without a foundation, because I know damn well that if I went to somewhere where they spoke anything but Spanish or English, like for example, when I was in France this past April, it was impossible. There's like, all right, there's no, and mind you, France, some of the words are quite similar to English and Spanish compared to other languages. And I was still like, all right, there's no way I would start to understand anything here. So you have to have a foundation. That's kind of like in basketball. If a kid's never picked up a basketball before, they're not a great mover, before they get into playing, they got to have probably some foundation. But at some point, once you have that super basic foundation, you know some vocab, you know the main verbs, like let's say the 1,000 most common words, or 500 most common words, or 200 most common words, whatever it may be. Then once you immerse yourself and you have a little starting point, your learning will take off. And for me, like every time I've been to Puerto Rico, every time I've been to, or when I went to South America, when I spend a weekend only talking in Spanish to some of our team members here at the gym, my Spanish shoots up more than it would if I studied Spanish for a month straight. And it's crazy how that happens. And that's why literally getting out of school after taking it for 10 years, I couldn't say anything. I couldn't have a conversation. And now I feel very comfortable with speaking because there's immersion. All right, why am I talking about this? Well, in basketball, it's the same thing. Once you develop that foundation, you need to be immersed in the full skill, the full environment, which is playing basketball. This is why I implement so many small-sided games into my training. This is why I implement so much free play into my training. This is why I encourage my athletes to go play basketball. Because yes, we need to continue to work on that foundation, just like I, a few days a week, really dive into the vocab, try to learn something new, maybe try to learn some new verbs or nouns or a different way to say something. But then I just go and try to immerse myself in it. And I try to have calls with people. I try to send voice messages to some of my buddies in Spanish and receive them back and just call people in Spanish, talk. It's like immersing myself. And this is like playing. It's like me just going and playing. So it's going to apply those things that we worked on. And I think in both senses, both learning a language many times, at least in school, and learning a movement skill or basketball, I think we too often favor the skill work or the studying side of things, and we neglect the playing or the immersion side of things. So that ratio is a little bit skewed to the wrong side, in my opinion. So again, if I would have to give you a suggestion to learn a language, it would be immerse yourself. But if I had to parallel that to basketball, I would say go play more. Go immerse yourself in these skills. And although you must continue that skill work, you also have to focus more on that full immersion. And that's what's truly going to teach you in the long term. Even if it's not that short term learning burst, wow, that you would expect. Like for me, when I learned vocab, I'm like, yes, I learned 20 words today. Great. I just learned so much. When I immerse myself, I'm like, oh, shit, that was difficult. But long term, that immersion is going to help out more. And science says that, experience says that, whatever. Same thing in basketball. Second thing I've learned, and this is doesn't take a scientist to say this, you got to get uncomfortable. Like going to Chile, going to Puerto Rico, and forcing myself, my gringo ass, to talk in Spanish is difficult. Starting, like I started the bindymeans.espanol account, and putting things out there when I know the grammar may not be perfect is uncomfortable. Talking and sounding like an idiot sometimes is uncomfortable. Same thing in basketball. You're going to have to make mistakes. If you're doing perfect practice, if you're playing with easy players, you're probably not going to learn. So this is how any skill is, right? But it's so easy to say that until you actually get into an environment where you are super uncomfortable and you're like, oh yeah, we're here. We're here now. We're uncomfortable. This is how we learn a skill. And I haven't learned a new skill, a bigger, more difficult skill like this in a long time. And it's a humbling experience. But I think this is also applying to the rest of my life, which has been cool. Like I'm more willing to get uncomfortable in the rest of my life, whether that's calling people that I don't know or trying new things on the court or whatever it may be. Like I've noticed that I'm more readily getting outside of my comfort zone in the rest of my life simply because I'm setting that standard in how I'm learning Spanish. And I think that's really, really cool. And I also think that that's a important implication for how we train our athletes, or if you are an athlete, how you train. Because if you're willing to get out of your comfort zone on the court, it's probably going to apply to school. It's probably going to apply to your relationships. It's probably going to apply to business. It's probably going to apply to life in general, where how you do anything is how you do everything. Whether that phrase is true or not, there's a story for another time, but I do believe that there's some validity there, that you can learn the skill of getting uncomfortable. And once you do, basketball that way, once you do Spanish that way, once you're willing to do that and see the benefits in it, you'll do it in other parts of your life. And that's what I have noticed recently in this past year, and it's been huge for me. It's allowed me to travel a ton of places. It's allowed me to improve as a coach on the court, as a player on the court, even though I don't play anymore. So, shorter episode. I was thinking about this a lot recently as the year's kind of coming to a close, and this has been a big focus for me. But I do think that you guys can benefit a ton from just trying this. And even if it's not learning a language, it could be learning some type of skill, but humble yourself in the best way possible. Try to learn something new. It's going to teach you so much about not only the nature of learning a skill, but yourself, give you a ton of valuable lessons. That's what Spanish has been able to do for me. Hopefully, some point next year, I can do a whole podcast in Spanish. We shall see. I'm not promising anything. But as always, thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully, you picked up something from this episode. Please let me know if you have any topics you want me to talk about, any guests that want to get on. I haven't been doing many guests lately because I've been just kind of ranting on here. I just think of an idea. I'm like, all right, I got to go film a podcast. But yeah, let me know. And I'd love to chop it up with some good people on here. So stay tuned. Until next time, see you.